Good morning, and welcome to the Midweek Devotion Coffee with Ann. This morning, as I had my coffee, it was warm outside. This afternoon, it was cold. Roses are blooming at TNC, and leaves are falling. I was given an extra hour, not really, this morning as the time changed. Yesterday was Halloween. Today is Thanksgiving. Welcome, folks, to the fall. This is beginning of the frantic holiday season. Wasn't it nice as a child? Oh, wait, many of you listening are under 30, so you're used to it. But for those who have put in a few more years, the days of childhood when it seemed like forever for Christmas to arrive after Thanksgiving, Christmas decorations went up the day after Thanksgiving, not the 1st of October. Now I'd like to add a week or two to November so I could breathe before the Christmas rush. But now the holidays are upon us, and with them comes, well, I made a list this morning of all the people that will have Thanksgiving dinner at my house and the very traditional menu. We are looking at around 25 family and friends. Old, me and George, to very young, 10 months. I love it. The older I get, I have learned to enjoy it more. No pulling out the good china and going for the Thanksgiving paper plates from Costco and most likely some form of recyclable drink cups. But the tables will be decorated with fall leaves and candles and Thanksgiving tablecloths. It will be somewhat chaotic and I will revel even in that. Laughter, pick up basketball, stories, and food brought by everyone. But I know from experience, for many, old and recent grievances keep folks from enjoying the celebrations. Some even turn out to be too upsetting to participate, and folks find themselves isolated, alone, and unhappy. Colossians 3:13. Bear with each other and forgive whatever grievances you may have against one another. Forgive as the Lord forgave you. Sadly, in my teen years, old and new grievances based on jealousy, envy, harsh words, and hurt feelings made for holidays filled with stress and hesitancy. There was always the fear that something would be said or done that triggered resentment and ensured a desire to get out of the gathering as soon as possible. That was a huge lesson in my life. My image for myself in years to come would be to set a tone of welcome and love. So I decided the pouters can sit on the couch and pout, while the others enjoy the fun and laughter of sharing stories and reminiscence of funny events as they take moments to love and hug on the pouters. No reinforcement for negative vibes. As hard as it is, family members are individuals, each on their own journey of life. Matthew 6:12. Forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. There is such wisdom in the words of the Lord's Prayer. We have been given words that clarify, lead. Verse 13, lead us not into temptation. The temptation to hold a grudge, refuse to forgive, refuse to ask for forgiveness. I am quick to forget, that it is not just about me. It is about everyone whose life touches mine. Each one of us can set the stage for love, acceptance, forgiveness. I believe that most of us want our time together to be warm and loving and accepting. Those things don't give the negative a purpose to fight. It's very hard to fight being loved, accepted, forgiven, asked for forgiveness. It softens us, has the potential to change us. The holidays can be a time to renew, heal, and refresh connections with each other. Perhaps as a part of our preparation, we could do some groundwork on relationships that need loving attention. Let us pray. First of all, thank you, Lord, for loving us so deeply and for creating us to be bound by family and friends. Our nature sometimes can damage those relationships or let the behaviors of others cause us to forget. They too struggle with problems, difficulties we know nothing about. Most often, even hurtful behaviors are the reaction to one's own suffering. During the season of celebration with family and friends, give us a heart, Lord, more like yours. Help us to spread a love like yours, an empathy like yours, and a giving spirit like yours, especially to those who make themselves hard to love. Amen. Thank you for being with me this morning, and may the Lord bless you and yours.